All right. Well, there's still a number of protest actions going on around Melbourne. We had the Port Melbourne, the port was blocked and trucks were stuck. There was about 100 protesters. I believe that stopped. We've had at least two men have been arrested for fiddling with traffic lights. And that seems to be disturbingly easy to do. Madeline Burke, 3RW police reporter, is trailing the protesters. Madeline, good morning.
Hi, Tom. Yeah, I'll give you a rundown on what's happening this morning. I'm in Collingwood, where protesters have now cleared after surrounding cars trying to get onto Hoddle Street off the M3. Earlier, I was in Port Melbourne near Boeing's Melbourne office, where 14 protesters were arrested, including 12 who were blocking the road. They were carried away, and it was a very vocal group there of around 50 protesters. One man came out of an office nearby to voice his disagreement with their actions. The group yelled at him and police encouraged him to go back inside. As far as disruptions go, the focus now is CBD. Police have just confirmed about 100 protesters are moving through Collins Street, which has been closed between Exhibition and Spring Streets. Trams and traffic are blocked. And Tom, you mentioned earlier about traffic lights. Two people have been arrested for criminal damage. Police allege these two individuals were tampering with traffic lights at the intersection of Victoria Street and Nicholson Street in Carlton just before 8 this morning. I've also just spoken with the Department of Transport. They said 30 sets of traffic lights out at one point from the CBD Carlton up to Clifton Hill. That's down to about 6 sets still out now. And I've also been told of another protest underway at Abbotts Road in Dandenong South. So it has been, as they warned, a morning of major interruptions, Tom.
All right. Thank you, Madeline. Madeline Burke there, following the actions of the protest groups. There's like